Speaking of Canaries baseball, he was chosen on that 20th anniversary team, all-time second baseman for the Sioux Falls Canaries. Not playing for the Canaries this year, although he started out the American Association season playing in Amarillo, but he's now joining us in studio. Joe Anthonson.
How's it going?
Hey, Joe, welcome to the program, man.
Thanks for having me.
What was the decision? Why did you go to Amarillo to play? I mean, was there a thought that you were not going to play baseball this year? And how'd you wind up in Amarillo?
Actually, when I got released by Sioux Falls, I was kind of down, you know, but I felt like I still wanted to play, and sat around for about a month, talked to Corey Morales, the shortstop for the Canaries, and he's good buddies with the Amarillo manager, Bobby Brown. He called me up, talked to me. He's like, you know, I'd like you to play shortstop, which I didn't play shortstop for like 2 days in spring training. He's like, we're going to put you at second. He, you know, kind of in a way, he kind of talked me into coming down, and I thought I wanted to play. I got there.
You played 14 games.
Yeah, 14 games that I think I felt mentally into about the first two, and then I just knew it wasn't. I couldn't get up for a game like I used to, and it was. I felt like it was time to go.
Well, after you were released by Sioux Falls, what was that conversation like? Was that Steve Shirley coming to you? Did you talk to him? How did that go about?
I actually called him up. I don't know if it was January or February. I was like, well, let's get the ball rolling if I'm going to play. I was living here in the off season, so it would have been nice to play here. He just told me he wasn't going to bring me back. It was actually a good conversation. He was awesome to play mm-hmm. for. I still keep in touch to him, or mm-hmm. with him. And, he's like, I wish I could bring you back. It's just this league, it's tough. You can only have – it used to be four veterans. Now it's five. Usually veteran guys are like double A, triple A guys who, hit Kong balls, home runs. I'm not one of those guys.
Even though it says on your Twitter handle, Joey Kong ball.
That's why I put it on there. So, I don't hit home runs, so I'm like, but yeah, so it just went from there and it was cool.
But you went to Amarillo. 14 games. 10 hits.
Just shut those stats down now.
11 walks. 11 walks. You got walked a lot.
I think I struck out like every game.
14.
Yeah.
14 strikeouts.
Mm-hmm.
Did you feel that you can play the game, or it just felt like you just weren't mentally into playing this game every day anymore?
Yeah, just mentally. I mean, you have to have a certain, for me, the way I play the game, I knew how I got. I used to get nervous before every game. I wasn't getting nervous. I didn't have the desire to go out there and compete, and I have too much pride to go out there and just hold on to something I love, so it was time for me to walk away.
What was the conversation like with you and the manager down at Amarillo that day then?
Obviously I was a little emotional. I only knew the guy for about a month, but he was an awesome guy, and he knew. He played 8-9 years of independent ball, I think a couple of affiliated ball, so... We talked for like 30 minutes, and he was really cool about it, and actually stayed around and watched like 5 innings of the game. And then I'm like, I gotta head out because I gotta see if I get some sleep, because I knew I was driving back to Sioux Falls for a couple days.
He's Joe Anthonson joining us on in studio today, mm-hmm. The former Canary who announced his retirement here just within the last week, and has decided not to play baseball anymore. So you have put your glove away. Where's your glove right now?
It's in my car, actually.
See?
Two of them. My car smells like my baseball equipment. It's killing me.
So you're not going to play again? You're done?
As a player, I'm done. I've coached before. I think that's my calling. I don't know if I'm ready to do it yet.
You've done in the past.
Yeah, but I was still a player, so I was more into... Like I knew I liked it. It's what I'm probably meant to do. But when you're still playing, you're more into playing than coaching.
What did it mean for you to be with an organization like Sioux Falls, where you've had all this success and you were voted as the best second baseman in the history of the franchise, and what kind of feelings do you have towards the Canaries/Pheasants/Canaries and their fans here?
Yeah, I mean, it was a big 4 years of my life. I played in Rockford for 3 years. Then I came here, and I knew it was, going to be a better league and stuff. And just the experience of playing for Steve Shirley, you know, having Mike Myers, our pitching coach, and Andy Jude as our hitting coach, just a great group of guys. And, you know, some of, you know, my good, you know, best of buddies today, you know, are guys I played with for the Pheasants and Canaries. And, you know, it's like the accomplishments of, you know, being the best second baseman in Sioux Falls. It's kind of funny. I actually got it in Rockford, too. Like, that stuff I never really cared about.
Don't worry, you're not going to get in an Amarillo.
Yeah, no, I got no shot in Amarillo, no shot. But that stuff that down the road I'll probably appreciate more than I do now. So,
yeah.
But just the experience of getting to play with a bunch of guys and stuff, that will last forever.
Well, look at the guys that you played with that they're coaching. I mean, you got the large human, and you got Torbert, and I mean, you got a lot of these guys who have played in the American Association or played in the Northern League. They're still trying to stay involved with the game by getting into coaching.
Yeah, and I think that's one thing as a player. For me, I always said I'd play as long as I could, but I wasn't going to hold on to something. I didn't want to be that guy that held on to it and had scuffled and then walked away from baseball, not enjoying, you know, appreciating it.
You still love the game, though, don't you?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm going to go out and watch tonight. I stayed in town. I'm going to watch Ben Moore pitch tonight, and hopefully Morales can hit a Kong ball for me. And I know Jake Taylor hit one last night. I'm staying at their place, and I think it's time for Mo to get into one. So,
by the way, speaking of Kong ball, the one home run you did hit in your career.
Yeah.
In the playoffs.
Massive Kong ball.
Yeah, massive. It was in the playoffs, 2010.
Hit at Anthonson's pole, right field corner. Like pesky pole, Anthonson's pole.
Just blew some dust off the top of the wall when it went over.
Yeah, I think my teammates were more pumped for me than I had no clue it went out. I got to second base, and I was like, oh, my God, I went out. And like half our team hit their head on the dugout, so...
Couldn't get even to the trot. They couldn't get the home run trot going.
Yeah, I think I actually think Shirley had a mild stroke when it went out.
So what part of the game in terms of playing and like preparation you can miss the most then? Is there one part where you're like, this was the best part of playing outside of actually getting on the lines?
Like what that was like, oh, probably like you know, BSing in the locker room, kind of razzing guys, I just know for me when I played, like, I was really ADD. I couldn't sit still. I had a hockey stick in there, and I would just pace back and forth. And then when I was in Amarillo, I kind of would just sit in my locker just staring at, you know, like, my jersey and, like, the wall going, this isn't me. What am I doing? Yeah. This is totally not me. Like, I'm pretty wiry, and I just lost that. But I'll miss that. I won't miss the bus rides.
Whew.
I'm not going to lie. I don't mind the Sioux City bus rides. It's 70 miles, yeah. But... once it starts getting a couple hours long, that's enough for me.
Do you ever prank people then, dugouts, to keep yourself occupied during games? Because we see the bubble gum on the hat, and we see the shoe on fire, stuff like that. You ever do stuff like that? Or
no, you know what? I don't know. I think it's more pitchers do that because they have a lot more downtime. I was never one. If like Shirley gave me the day off, I was pretty bad in the dugout. I didn't know what to do. I was just... pace back and forth, but I've seen some good pranks. Kyle Ruhy hot-footed Barry Fowler a couple years ago in Fargo, and it was like crawling up his back. And to this, I actually talked to Kyle Ruhy about it yesterday, and we were like, yeah, it was pretty great.
So you're going to stay in Sioux Falls? I mean, you've been living here for a while. Are you going to make Sioux Falls your home? What's next for Joe Anthonson?
I'm not sure. I know tonight I'm going to go out and watch, and then tomorrow I think I'm going to head out, go back home, and maybe hang out with the family for a couple
home
weeks.
Home is Minnesota.
Right? Yeah, Cottage Grove, it's just east of St. Paul. I don't know. I started doing these videos on Facebook that I was going to do for, like, the summer, and I kind of want to start my own reality show. I have no clue how to do it. I don't know I like being on camera. And
we're going to call it Kong?
Yeah, Kong Ball, Anthonson Kong Ball, and then the life of Joanne. I don't know how do we go about it. I think I need to move to California. I mean, I'm the right height for acting. It's like 5'8" and under, so I got that down.
Would it be like a Survivor or a Bachelor or what kind of?
I should go.
TV?
I'd go on the Bachelor before Survivor. I'm I'm a twice-a-day wash-the-face guy. I couldn't do Survivor. I don't think I'd last a day out there, but I could do Bachelor.
I can see you, though, as a coach. I can see you coaching.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's something I'd like to get into. I just,
a lot of jobs open right now because everyone's working right now.
Yeah, and I think that's the toughest thing about coaching is you don't really have you could be there for 1 year and get fired. You know, there's no
stability.
It's a tough thing to get into, but I think if you're good at it, you're obviously gonna always have a job.
What high school was it you were working with in the Twin Cities? Was it was it like White Bear Lake or
I volunteered my first year at my high school, which is Park Cottage Grove.
Okay.
And then Kerry Leitenberg actually was our head coach.
Oh, was he really?
He's from my hometown.
Okay, I didn't know that.
Yeah, he called me up and asked me if I wanted to help out, because I actually met him in 09. Like, I knew who he was, but I never met him. And then in 09, he was a closer for the Saints, so I got to get to know him a little bit. And then he called me up, and, he's like, I don't have any money for you, but, I know you're back home. You want to volunteer? And I was like, yeah, and then I did it. The next year, he gave me the head assistant, and I did it until I left. It was a good experience. I don't know if high school's for me. I like the professional game. I'd rather coach at the college level or professional level than high school, but you always got to start somewhere. And I think now that my career's over, once your career's over, it's time to start helping other people out. I know my career's over, so I think that's something I'd like to get into.
One last note here. Have you talked to anybody else who has retired from the game to ask them how to handle it?
No, I got a couple texts. So like Brandon Singh texted me. I know he's not playing this year, but I think he's maybe if they're where he played last year in Atlantic League, they make a run. I think he might like sign back with them. Mm-hmm. But talked to Bo Torbert. I never knew what the feeling was going to feel like, and it was the most peaceful, calm feeling. So, and I didn't have that when I got released by Sioux Falls, and that's kind of what I wanted to. I wanted to go out my way, which I don't like going somewhere because I never quit at anything, but I also knew it was time to go, and there was guys that were younger that were ready to play.
See, and that's interesting because you talked about it earlier, there are guys who just, they always have that itch, and I got to keep going, I got to keep going until I can't go anymore, and to be at peace with it and know that you can take what you did on the diamond and apply it somewhere else and, thinking ahead.
Hey, I got a spot in my Church League softball team if you want to try that out. We could
It depends, though. It's got to be a certain arc. I've played slow pitch softball, and once it starts getting over my head, I pop it up to the catcher.
Okay. All right. Well, I got your number, so I'll keep you in mind.
Preferably, I'd rather play outfield, though. I don't want to play infield on that. It's too close. Guys hit the ball way too hard.
Yes, they do. Yes, they do. Well, Joe, I mean, it's been fun watching you play. Over the years out at the Birdcage, you've always been good to us when we call you or we see you out at the Birdcage to be on the program, and we wish you well, man, and keep us posted what's going to be going on.
Absolutely,
down the road.
Man. I appreciate you guys having me on.
We wish you well, man.
Thank you.
Joe Anthonson joining us in studio. He's going to be at the game tonight, so if you see Joe out there, make sure you pat him on the back, give him a couple bucks, because he needs some gas money to go to Minnesota.
I know. Greatly take some money.
And who knows, maybe you've got a job. Call him up. He's looking for some work, so we'll find a job for him somewhere around Sioux Falls.
You can't even find a job for me.
Well, you got to have skill first. So and Anthonson does, so there you go.
That's true.
Joe, good luck. Talk some more Canaries baseball. The guy leading the league in homers right now, Jared Clark, he'll be with us at about 5:15.